Well, today is the day to be brave, because Maryville University offers more than 30 degrees online, including bachelor's degrees, with no entrance exams and no application fees. We've been empowering students for nearly 150 years, so we know there's no time like the present to focus on your future. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Kevin and Dave here from Mentality St. Louis.
Dave, what are the most common benefits your patients tell you they feel from low T treatment?
The first thing they notice is the energy. Start having the zest to get back into action with work, the family, being involved in their communities. And then after that, they start to notice how they feel and look better when they go to the gym and work out.
What I love about testosterone treatment being covered by insurance in our St. Louis Mentality office, it puts cost of care within reach of every guy. To find out more, go to lowtusa.com.
Joe Bacardi's is St. Louis' premier family dining option, serving the St. Louis area for over 46 years. Joe Bacardi's has four convenient locations in Eureka, Watson Road, Fenton, and Columbia, Illinois. Serving hand-rolled St. Louis-style pizzas, a variety of pastas, steaks, chicken, seafood, and salads. I recommend the lasagna and spinach salad, some of the best food I've ever had in St. Louis. For menus, locations, and coupons, visit joebacardis.com.
Are your credit card bills keeping you up at night? Interest rates in the double digits? Be smart and pay off your credit card balances with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. Get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay. You can save thousands in interest. Get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000 and there are no fees. You can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. Plus, LightStream is a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest financial institutions, so you have complete peace of mind. Want to save even more? Our listeners get an additional interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to LightStream.com/McKernan. That's LightStream.com/McKernan. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com/McKernan for more information.
Biggie's Restaurant and Bar has been a staple of the community for over 27 years. At Biggie's, they pride themselves on service and great food. They make all of their dressings, marinades, and pasta sauces in-house. Biggie's is famous for their garlic cheese bread, steak sandwich, and their homemade white French dressing. Come in every Tuesday and Thursday for barbecue pork steaks, and every Thursday and Sunday for Biggie's famous fried chicken. Located at 3332 Watson Road, check them out online at biggiesrestaurant.com.
Extra fan there in the background.
Vineyards Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up.
We FM. Too early?
Too early.
Too
yep.
Soon? Okay.
Frank Opinions on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
I bought a brand new pool. It has a vinyl liner. She wanted to go skinny dipping, so I got to see her vagina.
Wow, what took you so long? Fresh off the press. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the May 2nd edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by our longest running advertiser. Thompson Price Kitchens and Baths has been part of the show for 23 years. That is a record. It ought to be in the Guinness Book of World Records. We will talk to you and tell you what Thompson Price Kitchens and Baths is up to, about the move coming in a few months to their new showroom in Chesterfield Valley, and why you should go to the current showroom and go now. We'll talk after this.
Hey!
the control board. You know, you hear things like that Kate Smith thing and all the different sounds. You say, whoa, I wonder where that comes from. It's all in the hands of this man. This man who spent 19 years in Great Britain, 10 of them in Birmingham, England, where his daddy lives now. That's right, Birmingham, England. Trevor Limestone Limey Phillips, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone. And if you luck, could do me a favor in wishing a happy birthday to Jaden Hewitt. We spoke to her father earlier. He greatly appreciates the help we're giving him. He sent me a text over. Apparently, today is her 11th birthday.
Aww. Happy birthday, Jaden.
So, happy birthday, Jaden.
I'm going to say hello to people before I forget. Hello to Jeff Jennings. Jeff Jennings lives down in St. Genevieve, which is interesting because Jeff Genevieve lives in Jennings. So, Jeff, I heard through friends of yours, you've listened for years and years and years in St. Genevieve, home of the late, great Bernice, and we appreciate it. So hello to Jeff Jennings. Is Bill Clevelin still in North Carolina?
I think so. I'm not sure.
You're the producer. You're supposed to know. Yeah. Well, you should already know that. Well, how embarrassing for you. He's somewhere. We'll find out where, I guess, in a moment. The world's worst producer, Dan Strauss, is in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thank you to Mark Reardon and Jason Becker, both Senior Vice President Investments from Stifel. And to keep your retirement on track, you could use an advisor to help develop your personalized investment plan designed around your needs. That's where you can join Mark and Jason, along with Chad Morganlander, with Washington Crossing Advisors at Maggiano's Little Italy in Brentwood on Tuesday, May 21st, or Wednesday, May 22nd at 6:30 p.m. They're going to have a retirement planning seminar. Dinner will be served. Stifel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. To reserve your seats and more, go to MarkandJason.com. Hello, everybody.
Hi, Dan.
All righty, this next guy, varied and colorful past and a colorful present because of what he does today. What he used to do, he used to cook at Denny's in the evening. He used to sell knives door to door. He sold beer at Busch Stadium. He was a DJ at a roller skating rink, but those days are over. Now he's the head. He's not an assistant. He's the head of research. There are like four research assistants here. He's the head of research. He's in charge of resetting the digital clock. He's our newsman. He's our news director. He's the author of the international bestseller, Bad Mood, Good Mood, and he does something else. That's right. Just like Jim Rockford. He's a private investigator. Tim Woodburn, say hi to your sponsor.
Thank you, Frank. And before I do that, I want you to finish the final word of something I just wrote. Ready? If you if you find yourself in an old-fashioned 69er, make sure you hold your breath if a mushroom cloud comes out of her...
ears.
Yep, nailed it.
Mushroom cloud.
Whoa. Oh, my God.
I'd like to say hi and thanks to the folks at Matheny Heating and Cooling. 77 years, family-owned business, third generation. And they have a cool thing on their website called the Smart Home System Consultation. Smart Home Systems allow you to automate access to controls for the electronic systems in your house. All the systems, your thermostat, electric outlets, your security cameras, your door locks, your sprinkler system, your smoke and carbon monoxide detectors, your doorbell, your motion and entry sensors, all of it. A free consultation on making your home a smart home. Call Matheny Heating and Cooling. 727-9000, 727-9000, and they explain it in detail on their excellent website, MatheneyHeatCool.com.
And that 727-9000 is a 314 area code. I just say that because we do have like 636 and 618 and some other stuff. Thank you, Tim. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Horses hind end.
And Rat Boy... wanted to get in on the poetry writing thing, so he handed me, I can't read the last word of it. It says, I had her get down on her knees because that's the way I like to feed her my, what is this last word?
Cheese.
Oh, okay, that's not bad. That's not bad. Pretty good, Red
Boy. Is
that
a cheese
log? I get it.
You did that, buddy.
Give it up, please, for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra.
Bill is Bill is in North Carolina looking for some vagina.
So we'll never see him again.
Well, we'd never see him again for two reasons. One, he just has to keep looking because he's not finding any. Or he finds it and never wants to come back here. Either way.
It could be either one.
He found it in North Dakota once.
We're brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens and Baths. This is the longest running advertiser we have on this show. Man, in a perfect world, everybody would stay on board and let advertising do what it is capable of doing if you do it right. 23 years. And for the last several years, the showroom has been where it is now, in De Pere, but less than a quarter mile east of 270 on Manchester. That's going to change late in the summer. They're going to move out to out to Chesterfield Valley. And this new showroom is going to be revolutionary. It's like a showroom nobody else has. More samples of cabinet doors, more color combinations, and more styles, and on and on and on and on. And the good news here is two pieces of good news. One is the new showroom, where they're going to be even more able to work with not just customers, but contractors and designers and decorators. The other piece of good news is that right now, if you go to their showroom now, you can save a lot of money on some things they don't want to move to the new showroom. And I'm talking about water fixtures and appliances and countertops and cabinets and all that stuff that you need to completely remodel a kitchen or bathroom. It's there waiting for you, and you save a lot of money on it. This is going to be pretty spectacular what they're doing in Chesterfield Valley, and they could only do it. They wouldn't be able to do it if they weren't as successful as they are. And I'd like to think that a big reason they're as successful as they are is that for 23 years, you folks who are AM and the PM have called Thompson Price. You may have called other people, but once you took a look at how everybody did what they do and how they put their plans together for you and the process they use, the runaway winner is Thompson Price. Make sure the name Price is in at least one of the companies you're talking to about remodeling your kitchen or bathroom. Thompson Price. The website is ThompsonPrice.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota.
We've got to get to him right away.
He's still in according to Dan, he's in Charlotte, North Carolina. He said, well, right away, let's just do it then, courtesy of Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States, from Charlotte, North Carolina. Here's Bill Clavlett. Applauded. Oh boy, wow, I did it. I got in a hurry and I added to the applause. He's in a hurry. Edit it out now.
All right, hang on a second.
Radio edit.
I'm an idiot. From Charlotte, North Carolina, here's Bill Clavlett.
Oh, okay, that makes me feel better.
I got so excited. Why are you in such a big hurry today?
Well, because I'm getting ready to speak. In like 4 minutes, I got people out there waiting for me.
Here's what you tell somebody. Say, would you just please tell the folks I'm on live radio? See, they won't mind because that sounds big. I'm on live radio.
Nobody cares about that.
Rock stars.
Yeah, they do.
Rock stars come out late.
Yes, they do.
Well, I am not
the
a rock
anticipation.
Star.
No, the anticipation will make you seem even bigger. Because they have to wait a little while, but worth the wait. No, you're on the radio. Five minutes won't matter. 5 minutes won't matter. So what's going on?
Yeah, so getting ready to go out and talk to some folks about travel here in Charlotte, North Carolina. I did a story earlier today, a video story on it's called the 7th Street Public Market. So this is kind of a thing that's taken off around the country, these public markets. I don't know if you've ever been to one. We don't really have one in St. Louis that I know of. Seattle's got, I guess, the big one. That's the Pike Place, I believe, public market. I know Milwaukee's got one, and a bunch of cities now have these public markets. But essentially what they are is they're... No, that's not
a farmer's
really
market.
That's farmer's market.
What's the difference?
So the difference is that they're basically locally owned stores, restaurants, shops types of thing, but they're all in one. It's a non-for-profit thing, so they're all in one great big area. So this particular one had, I think, 14, 15, 16 different places, but it was all in the downtown area. All of the stuff is pretty much priced reasonably. It's right next to, they have this, it's not a train station, but it's kind of their public transit system, runs right past it. It's pretty cool, so you can go in. I actually had a calzone today from one of the places, and I don't know if you're if you've ever had a calzone or not, but that's they're really good, and it's hard to find a really good calzone, but this place today had a really good one. But yeah, all kinds of different shops. You had one lady I visited with, she sold homemade popcorn and had different sort of flavors, and she had a fried chicken popcorn, and it tasted just like fried chicken.
Oh.
I don't know how.
I'll tell you what, somebody ought to come up with chicken that tastes like popcorn. Now you got some.
Is it kind of?
There you go.
Is it kind of like an upscale flea market?
No, not really. I mean, so they do have some different shops. Like, so for example, one of the places had, you know, T-shirts that had all these Charlotte type, you know, slogans on them and things like that. But yeah, they had one lady who was a rat boy like this, a cheese maker.
Cheese.
They had that there.
That's right, rat boy.
Yeah, and so she pretty much knew everything there was to know about cheese.
Cheese.
Different types.
That's
different
right,
types
rat boy.
Of cheeses. And yeah, so it was pretty cool. So I did a video story there today, and then it's amazing though. This town. I was here 4 years ago, and I think Frank, you said you lived in the area.
I lived 15 minutes away for about 10 months.
It is unbelievable how this town has grown, even in just 4 years. It's really incredible. And I mean, just buildings sprouting up everywhere. Traffic is horrible. There's no way in the world that I could live here with the, I mean, it is really bad.
By the way, when we lived there, we thought we were going to a public market, and I barely misread the sign by just a little. I got there and nobody had any pants on. It was a pubic market.
Oh, yeah.
I just glanced at it, and I missed the word.
People, you would walk up and they go, "Hi, can I help you?"
See, I don't think that's funny. Even for the few people who got it, the very few people who got it think it's funny. But it's like six people.
Let me write that down. That's going to be my opening line.
Oh yeah, that'll work.
You know, here's what if you did? What if you did walk out after this and say, "Thanks everybody for having me." Well, you know, I almost didn't make it here. I misread a sign and I went to the wrong destination. I got there, and nobody had any pants on. I was at a pubic market. Let's just see if they either get up and leave, or they might just burst out laughing. I mean, it's kind of risky, but what the heck? Okay, you won't do it.
I think we'll. You're right. There's no way I'm going to do it. Tomorrow I'm going to, and I won't be with you tomorrow, but I'm going to Blowing Rock, North Carolina.
Blowing Rock?
Blowing what?
Blowing Rock.
Lucky Rock.
North Carolina. Yeah.
There's a joke there, too, about misreading a sign. You don't have to do that.
it's supposed to be absolutely beautiful, some breathtaking views, and, of course, the Blue Ridge Parkway. So we'll check that out, and then Durham and Raleigh, North Carolina next week. So I will still be in North Carolina next week when I join you. So that's it. I have to go. You know, the crowds await. So better go in there and visit with him. So I'm Dole Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
Follow him everywhere, man. They're right there in Charlotte. All right, Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Window World. The number one selling replacement window in the United States. All right, I do this every year, only once a year, and I do it for my friend Delane. Isn't that a beautiful name? In Waterloo, Illinois. And it's the 2019 Waterloo High School Band Parents 10th Annual Indoor-Outdoor Flea Market, Monroe County Fairgrounds. You know that it was the Monroe County Fairgrounds the first time that I ever went into one of those, like, nudie strip tents. It was like a carnival, and they had a tent you could go in to see naked girls.
They really had those?
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really?
I'll never forget that. That was way better. They don't do it now, but they did then. It is this Saturday, May 4th, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., and Sunday, the 5th, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., and it's collectibles and antiques and artwork and crafts and jewelry and health and beauty and quilts, linens, woodwork, foods, tools, equipment, sports memorabilia, books, movies, toys, games, furniture, kitchenware, a lot of stuff. Free admission. Concessions available on site by the Waterloo Band Parents. There will be over 70 vendors if the rain will stay away.
So you know what? Saturday and Sunday is supposed to be really nice. May the 4th is Star Wars Day.
Oh, God.
May the 4th be with you. And my girlfriend Sandy's birthday.
May the 4th be with you.
Yeah.
He does it every year. Yeah. He does it.
It is. It's Star Wars Day.
No, it is.
Yeah.
What's the world record for most consecutive years a joke being told without anybody laughing? What's that?
Dan holds it.
What's the record?
Dan
holds it.
Probably 23 years.
Yeah.
But Sandy's birthday, so happy birthday to Sandy. It's her birthday.
All right, so I heard this expression yesterday, and as soon as I heard it, I thought, wow, I wonder why we say that. And here's what it is. Well, it just came out of thin air. What does that mean, like thin air? How did that, it's just out of thin air.
Funny when something suddenly appears.
Maybe
why thin air?
Well, because maybe it just like appeared out of, well...
It just means out of nowhere. It just means it came out of nowhere.
Well, I guess fog would be thick air, humidity, so maybe it was somewhere with a low humidity.
Or it came from a higher elevation because isn't the air thin up
there? The air is thin up there, yeah. I don't know. It's just one of those things. I lock onto something like that, and it drives me nuts. I got Tom's email. Tom called earlier, and he wanted to give $500, I believe, to little Jude Hewitt, who was born with some complications, and he said he had a smartphone, but he had never sent an email. I am proud to say,
wow,
I got an email from Tim, and it basically
Tom
just said, "Hey, are you getting this? My first email." And I sent one back. I go, "Yeah, you did it, man. How about it for Tom's first email?
Nice.
Welcome to 2019." Let me see what the current... I think we're over $3,000 with the help of... Yeah, we are, with the help of Window World. Folks, 2 hours ago, this GoFundMe page for little Jude Hewitt had $60 in the account for them. $60. And now there's $3,000, thanks to a whole bunch of you and Window World, who's matching every AM and the PM donation up to $3,000. If we could hit three, that'll mean $6,000. So, there you go, little Jude. You're too little to know what we're doing there, but one of these days you'll grow up and realize there are a lot of really nice people in the world who don't even know you. I don't know you. They don't know you, but are willing to help an innocent little baby who shouldn't have to be put through that, and neither should his parents. So thank you to everybody who helped with that. Kentucky Derby is what, Sunday?
Saturday.
Oh, Saturday. Okay, so... I guess there'll be people that hold Kentucky. You know, these people that hold Kentucky Derby parties or Oscar parties at their home, and they dress up in the hats and whatever. Good for you. Knock yourself out. Make the mint juleps, and people will pretend to like them. But from what I've heard, nobody really likes a mint julep. They're not that good.
It's too much sugar. If you make a mint julep without the sugar, it actually tastes decent.
Well, really? It's an option. It's an option. At the Derby, they sprinkle, after the drink is finished, they sprinkle it with powdered sugar. But you put simple syrup in it, which is basically liquid sugar. So it's just mint and bourbon and simple syrup and maybe some sprinkled sugar. And it sounds like it should taste great. But everybody I've ever talked to said,
I've tried it before. It's horrible.
Here's something that also got into my head the last day or two, and I thought, why do we never see interviewed or hear any follow-ups on these people who win the Publisher's Clearinghouse? Just like $5,000 a week for the rest of your life. Have you ever actually seen any of those people?
No.
Interviewed?
Nope.
Yeah, isn't that kind of weird? I always wonder about that. The guy with the balloons, they knock on the door, and somebody comes to, oh, my God, $7,000 a week for the rest of your life. I don't know. I'm sure it's legit. I guess it's legit.
They have a Facebook page where they show videos of the winners being told, if you're interested.
I just think it's odd that nobody was ever a guest, like on the Tonight Show, and now our next guest, the winner of the Publisher. You know, it'd be kind of interesting to meet them and see what they're doing with their money, but I don't know.
Wasn't Ed McMahon involved with that a long time ago?
He was the American Family Insurance. It was the same deal, same kind of deal. There's Publishers Clearinghouse and, as Ed said, American Family. So they were two different things. Thanks to the, I should have made a note of the name. Thanks to the listener who sent me a link to something I've never heard of. I watched a little of it on YouTube. The WCT. Don't confuse it with WWE or WWF or MMA. WCT. You guys know what this is?
Uh-uh. No.
World Chase Tag. This is a thing.
Wow.
You watch people chasing each other. It's hard not to keep watching it. There's a there are a bunch of obstacles. Think of it as like a jungle gym, the kind you see out on the playground, and they go, you know, go, and one guy has to get to the other guy to tag him. And the one is running from the other one and going under things and around things, like chasing somebody around the desk. It's an actual thing. World Chase Tag on YouTube. Take a look. Maybe you'll be interested in it. Today is the 83rd birthday of the one and only Engelbert Humperdinck.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
And when Tim Woodburn sent me that, I know why he sent it. Oh. I knew exactly what to do. Yes, today we will tell the fantastic. This is Dan's, maybe Dan's favorite joke.
Favorite.
The Engelbert Humperdinck joke, because it's his 83rd birthday. Now, we're running a commercial for some establishment, and they're promoting midget bowling. What is that?
Do you roll the midgets, or the midgets actually bowl?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking. I think you throw the midgets. I think they throw them at pins or something.
Wait, is that the one where they did that?
It's over at a strip club.
I didn't think they did that anywhere.
The midgets are bowls.
No, it's bowls.
In the commercial, it says midget bowling.
Midget bowling. That's what it's called.
Now, it could mean miniature pins or miniature balls.
No. The midget is the ball.
Yeah.
They throw this little person down the lane.
It's at a strip club, right?
Yeah. Well, no, they have been other...
But this particular...
places as well. It's all over YouTube if you YouTube midget bowling. There's even a Facebook that has a midget bowling homepage.
All right, a lot of people get real upset with this. They think it's horrible. Nobody forces these people to do it. If they get good money, look, if you're a little bitty person and somebody wants to pay you well to have somebody slide you down and knock some pins over, it's your choice.
Right.
I mean, you have to do it. So
you know what's funny?
I just Googled midget bowling, and it comes, you know, midget bowling strikes again, midget bowling home Facebook, midget bowling this. And like the ninth response Google gave me on midget bowling was Afton Youth Hockey. What's that all about?
It would be cruel if they were the pins.
I just saw.
Oh, that's true. A bunch of 10 little people standing down there getting knocked down by a bowling ball.
That would be cool. Midget's actually a classification of youth hockey. I just figured it out. Midget hockey players. Got it.
I typed in midget bowling, and then they have two guys that get up and they take the guy and they swing him and then throw him at pins. and what happened was this guy, the midget, he stopped before the pins. He never got to the pins.
Would that be called a gutter midget?
I guess.
Can you stop yourself if somebody hurls you down toward the? I guess he did before he got to the pins. Why would he do that?
No, he's agreed to be thrown.
Maybe got stuck and wouldn't slide or something. Yeah. May have had a sticky patch on his pants or something. All right, so this is pretty interesting. Steve, thank you. A listener named Steve sent me this story. Evidently, in Limey, this has really gotten started over in Great Britain, is where they're doing most of it. Women are going in. I think most people know that younger women groom down there. They do bikini waxes. You know, they remove the pubic hair. This apparently is becoming a big deal to have it transplanted back down there. The women who've had it permanently lasered and removed now want their hair back, and they're having hair transplants, like from the back of their head down to their, Virginia. And I'm not sure I understand why, except in the article it just said they found that their husbands or boyfriends have now decided they prefer a more natural look.
Huh.
Now, depending on how old you are, what's natural is what you're used to. If you're my age, it does look a little strange to have nothing down there. It just does.
It already just goes, what was the most popular in your decade of choice when it comes to porn? You know, like back then, you guys had the 70s bush and all that. Nineties hardwood flooring. So
hardwood flooring.
But if it's been lasered and it doesn't have to be maintained or rewaxed or anything, I wonder why they go to the trouble and the expense of having hair transplanted so it would grow down there?
Because they have too much money. This is a solution looking for a problem.
You know the place that does that. Right. It's a big place called Hans Hyman.
Oh, there you want.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
That was funny. It kills me to say it. That Dan Strauss, Hans Hyman. Was quick. You didn't even have time to really think about it.
No,
you didn't know that story was coming at you. That's that was good. Way to go, Dan. Thanks again to all the people who have given money for Trivia Night. We're not finished. I'm not wrapping it up. And to the GoFundMe page for little 3-week-old Jude Hewitt. I'm not going to read the whole email again, but this little boy was born April 10th, and he had some problems and. For 13 minutes, he didn't get any oxygen. So as a little bitty baby, he's got a paralyzed right arm and some nerve damage. They don't even know what all the damage will be. And his mom and dad live in South County, and they seem like decent people, and they need some help, financial help. So the information is all on our Facebook page, facebook.com/AMandThePM, and you'll have the link to their GoFundMe page. And the beginning of our show, which wasn't even 3 hours ago, there were two donors for a total of $60. Now it's over $3,000 with about 30 people donating. That's the power of the show, and that's the generosity of the AM and the PM crowd. It's California. California, that's a weird... You know, states, each state has its own little idiosyncrasies and identifying... Here, Texas, for example... They're real proud of being Texans, and they're real patriotic. It's like Texas is their own country. California is a bunch of nuts, and they overcharge for everything. And now some of the restaurants in California, if you get your bill, there's a 1% add-on, get this, climate change tax.
What?
Yeah.
Climate change tax?
Because they say that because of climate change... it's affecting farms and there's need more money to farm and it's a hard blah 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 blah. It doesn't even make any sense to me. But if you see that, if people out in California go to eat now, and if you really look at your bill, I know this happens a lot. People, like six people will go to dinner and they don't realize that for six or more they hit you with an 18%. So they don't see that and they tip on top of it, and almost never does the restaurant go, you tipped on top of a tip. They just let you do it. And I kind of understand that. Because there are cheapskates and there'd be six people and, you know, not uncommon for them not to tip very well. But climate change tax.
There were some drive-throughs at fast food places that were charging a drive-through fee.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. What the hell?
I know.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
One of the greatest jokes ever. And what a day to tell it. The 83rd birthday of Engelbert Humperdinck. It's the story of two conjoined twin women. They're Siamese twins, if you will. It's what you used to be able to call them. Joined back to back. They're in their 20s. One is an accomplished violin player. And the other one is a clarinet player. And they practice hours each day, back to back. One playing the violin, one playing the clarinet. And one of the Siamese twin, I still like to call them Siamese twin sisters, is reading the paper one day. And she kind of turns back toward her sister, who's connected to her at the back. And she said, "Sis, you're not going to believe who's coming to town." She said, "Who?" She said, "Engelbert Humperdinck." Now, they are crazy for Engelbert Humperdinck. She said, "We got to go. We have to go. We got to get tickets to go." So they make some phone calls. They explain their situation. We're conjoined. We need to have an armrest removed in the middle of two seats so we can sit together at the show. And of course, the ticket people in the venue, they're very accommodating, these poor girls that are back-to-back. So they make arrangements right down front. They take an armrest out. Next thing you know, they're right up front. There they are at the Engelbert Humperdinck concert. And they've brought their violin and clarinet with them. And he comes out and he starts singing Quando, Quando, Quando and all his songs, and they start playing along with his band and playing beautifully. And of course, when you're on stage, you can't really see out and out, but they're so close. He looks down, he sees this, he can't believe it. he continues to sing, but he's never seen anything like it. And they're good looking. They're two good looking back-to-back Siamese sisters, and they are playing incredibly. One the violin, one the clarinet. He's never seen anything like it. And when the show ends, he tells one of his people, he says, "Hey, did you see those twin women?" And they go, "Yeah, the clarinet." And he says, "Yeah, can you, before they exit, go get them and see if they want to come backstage." So one of his people goes and goes up to him and says, "Would you girls like to meet Engelbert?" "Oh my goodness, are you kidding?" "Yes." So he takes them backstage and they meet Engelbert Humperdinck. They can't believe it. And he's got a dressing room back there, and he offers them some wine, and then some more wine, and some more. He has some. Next thing you know, they're all lit. And he says, you girls want to go back to my hotel room with me?" "Oh, are you?" "Yes." So they all go to the hotel room, and Engelbert Humperdinck starts having sex with the clarinet player. And her sister's right back to back with her. And when he finishes with her, he moves over and has sex with the violin player, the other sister. He has them both. Has his way. What a night. He has his way with both of these good-looking Siamese twins. And he has his personal limo driver take them back home. They can't believe this has happened. What a night. 5 years go by. They're sitting at home, and again, one of the girls is reading the paper. She says, "Sis, you're not going to believe this." She says, "What?" "You know who's coming back to town? Engelbert Humperdinck. He's coming back to town. We got to go. We got to go and say hi to him and, you know, get caught up." And the sister says, "Oh, yeah, like he'd remember us."
Get a check on traffic. Here's Tori Lyons.
Traffic is sponsored by Lowe's. Flooding in West Alton has northbound 67 down to one lane in each direction, and northbound is crawling as you head into West Alton. Accidents eastbound 270 at 170 cleared. Also westbound 4064 at 364 is wrapped up. Still working an accident westbound 70 at Earth City Expressway. A stall westbound 70 past Jennings Station and Illinois 159 is closed south of Route 15. A pretty serious accident there. Pros do it right to save 5% more every day by shopping at Lowe's. In-store or online, save 5% on eligible purchases with your Lowe's business credit account. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's, subject to credit approval. See store for details. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
We all have a lot of things we're going to do one day. One day I'll change my career. One day I'll get my bachelor's degree. Well, today is the day to be brave, because Maryville University offers more than 30 degrees online, including bachelor's degrees, with no entrance exams and no application fees. We've been empowering students for nearly 150 years, so we know there's no time like the present to focus on your future. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Kevin and Dave here from Antality, St. Louis.
Dave, what are the most common benefits your patients tell you they feel from low-T treatment?
The first thing they notice is the energy. Start having the zest to get back into action with work, the family, being involved in their communities. And then after that, they start to notice how they feel and look better when they go to the gym and work out.
What I love about testosterone treatment being covered by insurance in our St. Louis Mentality office, it puts cost of care within reach of every guy. To find out more, go to lowtusa.com.
Joe Bacardi's is St. Louis' premier family dining option, serving the St. Louis area for over 46 years. Joe Bacardi's has four convenient locations in Eureka, Watson Road, Fenton, and Columbia, Illinois. Serving hand-rolled St. Louis-style pizzas, a variety of pastas, steaks, chicken, seafood, and salads. I recommend the lasagna and spinach salad, some of the best food I've ever had in St. Louis. For menus, locations, and coupons, visit JoeBacardi's.com.
Biggie's Restaurant and Bar has been a staple of the community for over 27 years. At Biggie's, they pride themselves on service and great food. They make all of their dressings, marinades, and pasta sauces in-house. Biggie's is famous for their garlic cheese bread, steak sandwich, and their homemade white French dressing. Come in every Tuesday and Thursday for barbecue pork steaks, and every Thursday and Sunday for Biggie's famous fried chicken. Located at 3332 Watson Road, check them out online at biggiesrestaurant.com.
Well, it's a good day for little Jude Hewitt and his parents. At the beginning of the show, two people had donated to the GoFundMe page, and now, because AM and the PM people are just good people, 33 people have donated. And a lot of people haven't even had a chance to get home yet and make a donation. So thank you again to everybody who made a donation, and to those of you who can't but thought about it and would if you could. That counts, too, for something. Let's go to Dallas, Texas, and check in with Mike Evans. He's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They're in Chesterfield Valley, east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. Closed only on Monday, and they sell thousands of gift cards every year, not just a holiday season. They'll sell them today. They'll sell them tomorrow. Thousands. To either Annie Gunn's, the Smokehouse, or both. And if you go to Annie Gunn's, you need reservations for dinner. I'd make them for lunch. And please, when you're there, go next door to the Smokehouse. You will really be glad you did. From Dallas, Texas, Mike Evans. That sounds good. You should be real happy.
You know what sounds good to me, homie? What sounds good to you, Daddy?
Well, here's what sounds good to you. You got a lot of time today, so...
Let me hear what sounds good to your daddy, homie. Let me talk to your daddy, homie.
What?
Smokehouse French dip.
Ooh. Now you're talking.
A little cherry pie, homie. You ever hear that?
I hear of it. I bought many cherry pies from
Smokehouse. I know you have. Different pop quiz theme this week, Hollywood hotties. All four of these Hollywood hotties are hot, but name the name of the one who was in Riley Keough.
Who's that?
That's Elvis's
Lisa
granddaughter.
Lisa Marie Presley's daughter, who's one of the Elvis's top three models in the world.
Cool.
Wow.
What a brilliant.
I guess she qualifies. She's considered one of the three top models in the world.
Still don't know who she is.
Dakota Fanning.
It's Elvis's granddaughter.
Yeah, but like I can't visualize in my head. You know, I don't pay attention to.
Oh, okay. Like that. We can look her up.
Riley Keough is Lisa's daughter. Lisa Marie Presley Keough Jackson Gay Lockwood. I did. Also, this girl is an accomplished pole dancer.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
And her daddy works for Ryan Seacrest. Is it Kristen Stewart, Miley Cyrus, Ariana Grande, Pink? Movie reviews, that's what we do on Thursday, homie. First long shot. With the presidential election next year, the circus right now has already started. I mean, this whole election is going to be so ridiculous.
It's going to be a long year and a half.
I tell you what. So the timing of Long Shot, the movie I'm going to review, is absolutely perfect. As a teenager, Charlie's Theron, babysat 12-year-old Seth Rogen, and he had a crush on her as his babysitter. Now they're all grown up, and he's an out-of-control, crazy freelance speechwriter. The trouble follows him everywhere he goes. She, meanwhile, is running for President of the United States. But when he meets up with his old babysitter, there's a spark. So what does she do? She hires him to hit the campaign trail with her, and with hilarious results. This guy is so politically incorrect. It's unbelievable. Rated R, 115 minutes, 3 stars for Long Shot.
I'll probably give it a look, but I cannot stand Seth Rogen. I just don't like
him. I'm not a big fan of him either.
But I like her, and this may be the one thing that turns me around. We'll see.
It's funny, yeah. The next movie is extremely wicked, shockingly evil, and vile. That's the name of the movie. Elizabeth loves him. She refuses to believe all the bad things that people are saying about him. But they're all true. It's the inside story of Ted Bundy. It's thrilling, it's chilling, disgusting, and compelling. It stars Zac Efron as Ted Bundy. It's rated R. It's 110 minutes. It's 2.5 stars.
Is this the one that's being released directly on Netflix?
It is on Netflix. It's on Netflix and some theaters in a limited release tomorrow. Movie news: Angelina Jolie. Her next movie has her playing a firefighter who saves a young boy who witnessed a murder that then puts them on the run from the kid from the killers. But they're trapped between the killers and a 500,000-acre fire. I don't know. Is it just me, or does that sound really stupid?
It sounds ridiculous.
Sounds a bit dumb.
It sounds ridiculous. I hear the special effects are good, but I hear that the story and the acting is just hideous. They're shooting it right now. So it's coming up on the weekend, honey. Vacation time right around the corner, so I got three tips for you if you're going to fly. And a lot of our listeners, everybody flies. First, the filthiest public place in America are airplanes. Now, the truth is, you know, they'll go through and dust them up and pick up the trash. But airplanes are cleaned from top to bottom about once every couple of months. They are filthy. They're worse than a toilet. Now, if you still want to fly... Yeah. I suggest maybe you fly from New York to Singapore. That's now the longest flight ever, 17 hours and 45 minutes.
Oh, whoa.
Oh. I couldn't do that.
Now, the longest flight I ever took was a long time ago, but I flew from San Francisco nonstop to Sydney, and it was 17 hours and 15 minutes.
Oh. About the same time.
They serve you four meals. You see five movies. But Jay still gets tired. I mean, it's drastic. And America's two most luxurious airlines are, you ready?
Mm-hmm. Emirates.
You want to guess?
Emirates, I would think, would be one, and maybe Alaska. I don't know. Or Korean Airlines.
Well, those aren't American Airlines.
Yeah, right.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear you say American.
One is an American airline, you said.
1 minute.
It's Alaska and JetBlue. Alaska and JetBlue.
Okay. Because I'd heard Alaska was a great airline. Never been on one.
And finally on the broadcast, here you go. Your pop quiz question today is, who is a Hollywood hottie that was in Riley Keough and Dakota Fanning's Weddings, accomplished pole dancer, and where daddy works for Ryan Seacrest? Is it Kristen Stewart, Miley Cyrus, Ariana Grande, or Pink?
I'll say Ariana Grande.
Miley. Pink.
I don't think Billy Ray Cyrus works for Ryan Seacrest, so I'm going to go with Kristen Stewart.
That's a good point. Kristen Stewart is the one. Mm. She learned to pole dance for the film Welcome to Riley's. And her daddy works the Ryan Seacrest radio show. Mike Evans, see ya!
Yeah, at least when you give him the level, get on the move on, he moves on. Well, there he goes, and here we go. And thank you for being with us. Thank a police officer or firefighter every chance you get. Have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen,
No point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, dear.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
Bye, y'all.
Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
This is Tim McKernan. You are listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS, Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. A White House lawyer is blasting the Mueller report in a letter to Attorney General Bill Barr. ABC News published a copy of the letter, which was sent to Barr a day after the report went public. Attorney Emmett Flood said the report has an extraordinary legal defect because Mueller did not make a judgment on obstruction of justice. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is accusing Attorney General Bill Barr of committing perjury.
Pelosi told reporters that Barr has been less than truthful in testimony about Special Counsel Robert Mueller's final report.
He lied to Congress. If anybody else did that, it would be considered a crime.
She did not elaborate on the accusation. A statement from the Department of Justice called Pelosi's remarks baseless, reckless, irresponsible, and false. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy.
I do not believe Attorney General Barr lied. I believe he's been very transparent in all of this.
Attorney General Barr refused to show up for scheduled testimony in the House Judiciary.